We're in work session on House Bill 3696. Chair would entertain a motion to adopt the dash one amendment. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection?
Yes.
Objection. Objection.
Adoption of the dash one amendments fails for lack of proper majority.
Mr. Chair, I move to suspend the rules to allow the Hannah Gross version, the dash five amendments that have been provided to the committee.
Representative Patridge moves to suspend the rules for the purpose of adopting the dash five Hannah Gross copies which are before you. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I have some concerns that I'd like to voice about what we're doing today. And it goes kind of like this. It is my understanding that there are various proposals regarding deregulation that are moving around the building, some proposed from the Speaker's office, some proposed from other sources. Some of them involve a delay in deregulation, which I think is in the best interests of the ratepayers and the people of this state. But what we need is a true delay, not a pretend delay, not a faux delay. We need a delay at least 6 months and more likely 2 years. And the reason we need this delay is so that we can see what this drought looks like and what effect it will have on utility supply and rates. And we also need to delay long enough to see what the snowpack is going to be like next winter. Only then will we know what position we're in statewide. And by delaying that long, we'll also know how the California scenario is shaking out, what's going to happen to the power grid on the West Coast. A real delay will do that. My other deep, deep concern about 1149 in general is the necessity of having some public purpose funds. We need public purpose funds. We need that assistance for people, for the ratepayers, and to develop energy alternatives. I would prefer that we delay this by 2 years and that we implement at this time one half of the public purpose funds. That would be 1.5%. We set those funds in motion now, and we get that scheme going now. In so doing, we would have the next interim to monitor what that trust fund committee is doing with the funds and how effective they are at helping develop other energy sources and implementing the public purpose funds. By doing such a thing, we could give them the other half of the public purpose funds once deregulation or unscheduling, whatever we're calling it, is implemented down the road, should we go that far. And that would be far more orderly, and it would also keep those public purposes folks engaged in the process. That is what I wish that we would be doing now, but we are not doing that now. We instead are faced with a dilemma of, we have a bad situation in California, and we certainly don't want a bad situation in Oregon. This seems the best way that we can move this debate forward and bring it to the public, and therefore I support Representative Patridge's motion on the dash five amendments.
Vote on our motion to suspend.
Is there any objection to the motion to suspend the rules? Record will show that I object. The motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash five amendments to House Bill 3696, which are Hannah Gross versions of the dash four amendments as proposed by LC. The dash five amendments strike on line 13. The reference in line 13, I believe, to 757.663. In addition to that, the Hannah Gross version of this bill deletes Section 7 in its entirety and would change what is now listed as Section 8 to Section 7, which is on page 7, line 4. Section 7 would be changed to Section 8. I believe that that fully encompasses the extent of the Hannah Grost version of this, of the Dash 5 amendments. That's the extent of my motion.
Discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would propose this repeal of 1149. I was one of the people who voted against 1149 during the last legislative session. I don't believe that we have the power resources that are available on the ground currently in Oregon, California, or anywhere on the West Coast. In addition, I think the BPA issue, the Vulnerable Power Administration issue, still remains an unresolved issue for Oregonians and the entire Western United States. I think until that issue is resolved, which needs to help be resolved at the federal level, I don't think that there's going to be sufficient power that's available to help Oregonians, and they will benefit from House Bill 11-4, or from power deregulation. If this was such a great idea before, as we heard testimony from the PUC earlier, the PUC already had that ability to do deregulation. Really, the only thing 1149 prescribed was the manner in which it should be done. Well, I agree that there are needs for public purposes. That's a 3% tax on Oregonians and on their power bill. As we face a time of power shortages in the Pacific Northwest and throughout the United States, Oregonians can't bear the cost, and low-income people in Oregon can't bear the cost of another 3% on their power rates. My constituents and people from around my district have supported the full repeal of 1149. That's the reason I'm proposing this today, and that's the explanation for moving this forward.
Any further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Packard?
Aye.
Representative Morrow?
Aye.
Chair Hill?
No.
Mr. Chair, I move.
Dash 5 amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3696 as amended with the Dash 5 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
We'll stand at ease for a moment.